亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，大家早安。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
我刚刚来过不久，是不是
？Was I just recently here?
但是可能是今年的第一次，是吧
？Probably the first time of the year.
因为我现在在一个教会里面，为着宣教的缘故去牧会。
For mission purpose, now I'm pastoring a church.
所以我不太容易出得来。
So it's hard for me to leave.
我要出来的话，我答应他们，只是为着宣教或者是布道会我才出来。
I promise them if I leave the church, church there, it will be for purpose of mission.
那今天就是宣教。
Today is a mission day.
在很多的中国教会的里面呢，宣教好像很遥远的事情，是不是？
It seems as a distant thing for among many Chinese churches today.
其实一点都不遥远。
It's not distant.
刚才我们唱诗歌，有没有人受感动？
Was anyone moved as we sing the hymns?
有没有
？Was there?
要有一点回应哈。我和别的讲员不一样，我是非常 kind 的人。
I'm different from other speakers.
我很愿意和你们 heart to heart talk.
I want to talk to you heart to heart. 心对心。
我刚才唱这首诗歌，我很受感动。
I was very moved as we sing the hymn.
第一首当然圣哉圣哉圣哉，和我们今天的主题很近的。
The first hymn, Holy, 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 is very close to our theme.
犹太人说这个三圣颂呢，第一个 Holy 是称颂神在天上。
For the Jews, they say the first Holy is to the Lord upon the heaven.
第二个 Holy, 第二个圣哉呢，是说神的荣耀在地上。
The second Holy is his glory among the earth.
那第三个圣哉呢，是讲着将来一直到永远。
The third Holy is meant for the glory forever.
第二首诗歌
，Second Hymn，
他来是为我们。
He came for me.
他死为我们的罪。
He died for my sin.
他埋葬把我们的罪带走了。
He buried our sin.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
他得胜了。
He was victorious.
让我们能够得到胜过死亡的生命。
So we have this victorious life overcome death.
我们能够有他的宝座，施恩宝座敞开在我们的面前。
His throne of grace was open before us.
我们可以任何的事情。
Anything.
任何的时候。
Anytime.
任何的心情。
Any emotion.
都可以到他面前来祷告。
We can come before the throne.
而且得到随时的帮助。
And we receive needed help.
不是一个礼拜一次。
Not once a week.
也不是一天一次。
Not once a day.
也不是每几个钟头一次。
Not once every few hours.
任何时候你需要他的时候。
Anytime when you need him.
你可以寻找他。
You can seek him.
你可以把重担交给他。
You can give
your 你可以从他里面得到喜乐和平安。
To gain joy and peace from him.
你可以在他里面重新如鹰展翅上腾。
You can be renewed like an eagle.
Amen. Amen. 所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
还有在座也许有福音朋友们
，or gospel seekers，
这是全世界每一个人的需要。
This is the need of every creation.
同意吗
？Agree.
神爱每一个人。
God loves everyone.
每一个人他都能够救。
He can save everyone.
每一个人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
每一个人都需要救恩。
Everyone needs salvation.
也每一个人都需要赦免。
Everyone needs forgiveness.
你同意吗
？Do you agree?
你有过难处吗
？Do you have difficulty?
你有过孤单吗
？You have loneliness.
你有过亏欠的时候吗
？You have things you fall.
你曾经失败过吗
？Did you fail?
你曾经觉得你受伤吗
？Were you hurt?
你曾经觉得重担把你压垮了吗
？Were you crushed by burdens？
痛苦把你撕裂了吗
？Pierced by sorrow？
耶稣的面前永远可以安慰我们。
Before Jesus, He soothes our heart.
他是我们每一个人的需要。
He is the need for every one of us.
哪怕那一些拒绝耶稣的人
，Even for those who refused Him，
那些嘲笑耶稣的人
，Those who mock Him，
那些大法官们同性恋的人。
The Supreme Court Justice of Homosexuality.
他们都需要赦免，都需要救恩。
They need forgiveness and salvation.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they know not what they do.
所以宣教就是让他们知道神爱他们。
So mission is to let people know God loves.
神恨恶罪恶。
God hates sin.
但是神可以拯救我们脱离罪恶。
But God can save us from sin.
他已经差遣他的独生儿子为我们的罪死了。
He already sent his son to die up for us.
救恩已经完成了。
Salvation is accomplished.
所以你和我都有责任告诉他们。
So it's you and I's responsibility to tell them.
他可能会嘲笑我们。
They may mock us.
他可能会不理我们。
They may ignore us.
他甚至于会伤害我们。
They may even hurt us.
当我两年前到华盛顿 DC 参加 Supreme Court 为着加州第八法案去游行的时候。
2 years ago, when I went to DC to join a gathering for the Proposal 8 on the marriage equality.
是加州的法案。
It was a law for California.
我到了那边才发现我们基督徒是非常非常的少数。
We found that we were like a minority there, Christians.
Extremely the minority. 非常非常少数。被他们同性恋的人包围，好像我们是罪人一样。
We were surrounded by the homosexual activists like we are sinners.
警察把我们围在县的里面走，好像是我们是这个特殊人物。
The police surrounded us in this, protected us with this.
然后警察对他们态度比对我们好多了。
The police, they were much nicer to them than to us.
我说黑白不明，是非不分，日夜倒转。就是这个样子啊，美国已经堕落到这个地步了。
It's calling black, white, night and day, sweet to bitter. That's America today.
今天我要讲的题目就是我在这里，请差遣我。
Today, my theme is I'm here, please send me.
这个经文我相信大家可能很清楚。
We may be very familiar with this passage.
那个我请王弟兄带英文部的人读一下英文好吗？因为这个中文你们都可以看得见了。在以赛亚书第六章第一节到第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God.Almighty, the whole earth is full of His glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temples filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar.With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
当以赛亚被蒙召的时候
When Isaiah was called,
以色列几乎最好的一个王乌西亚死了。
One of the best kings in Israel died, King Uzziah.
乌西亚几乎是所罗门之后最强盛的犹大王。
He is about one of the most powerful king after King Solomon.
他失败了。
He failed.
他是因为骄傲而失败了。
He was arrogant and he failed.
所以他就长了大麻风，一直到死的时候。
He was leprous till he died.
他的儿子约坦就摄政。在他活的时候就开始摄政。
So his son Jotham took over while he was still alive.
然后经过亚哈斯到西西家。
From Ahaz to Hezekiah.
所以以赛亚看到一个最好的君王失败了，然后长了大麻风，然后这么可怜的下场。
So Isaiah saw such a good king failed, was leprous, and had such a terrible end.
他看到再强盛的朝代也会过去。
He sees the mightiest kingdom would pass away.
我们现在也看到奥巴马坐在位置上，他可以左右大法官 Supreme Court 来同意通过这个同性恋合法。
Now we see how Obama influenced the Supreme Court justice to agree to homosexual marriage.
有一天他得罪神，他也会被拉下来。
One day as he sinned against the Lord, he will be pulled down.
地上的宝座没什么了不起。
The thrones of the earth is not of significance.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Most High still reigns among the kingdom of man.
所以以赛亚他看到地上的宝座空了，或者现在坐在上面的不是真正的。
So Isaiah saw that the human king throne has been emptied, not the real king seated on it.
所以神开启他的眼睛，让他从地上的宝座看到天上的宝座，神坐在那里。
So God let him see that from the earthly throne to a heavenly throne where God sits upon the throne.
今天在美国生活的中国人很可怜，很辛苦。
So as Chinese living in America, we're pitiful.
除非下雨的时候，我们不太抬头看天的。
Unless it rains, we normally don't look up to heaven.
所以你根本不知道今天晚上有没有信心，有没有一亮。有的时候忙得晚上也没时间看。
So we hardly know whether the stars and moons are out there because we don't have time to look up.
白天更不要说了。
Forget about the daytime.
现在又出来这个手机了，又出来 iPhone, iPad, 我们更是低头族了。
With all the smartphones, we become always looking down.
我们也被思虑烦扰压得我们头都抬不起来。我们什么时候举头望天上的神呢？
We're pressed down with all the worries of this world. When do we look up to the Lord?
以赛亚看见主坐在宝座上。
Isaiah saw the Lord sitting up high on his throne.
他看听见撒拉佛在那个地方称颂神。
He saw the seraphs was singing praises to the Lord.
这是他第一次看见的东西。
This is his first vision.
我相信他也受感动，或许以赛亚也想跟着称颂神，圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Maybe he was moved to sing along with the angels, holy, holy, holy.
他的荣光充满全地。
His glory is filled full of his, the whole earth is full of his glory.
也许他根本发现他根本没有资格开口称颂神。
Maybe he realized he has no place to praise the Lord.
因为他嘴唇不洁。
Because he is a man of unclean lips.
里面不洁，外面就不洁。
When the inside is unclean, outside is unclean.
而且他又是住在不洁的民中。
And he lives among people of unclean lips.
他在神的面前，当天使在那边说圣哉的时候，他在这个地方说什么？祸哉。
When the angel was, the seraph was flying saying holy, what he was saying is woe to me.
活在神的荣光中，我们就说圣哉。
When we live among the glory of the Lord, we say holy.
但生活在罪恶的世界的里面，我们只有一个感受，就是祸哉。
Living among a sinful world, we have one feeling that is woe to us.
当他承认自己的罪，我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中的时候。
When he admits his sin that I'm a man of unclean lips and lives among the people of unclean lips.
撒拉佛，我相信是奉差，赦免马上就来到，用坛上的火炭洁净他的嘴。
I believe the seraph was sent to use the live coil to clean his lips.
所以他说你的罪洁净了。
So your sin was forgiven.
当他的罪一洁净的时候，
as it was forgiven,
他就听见神的声音，以前还听不见神的声音。
He couldn't hear before, but now once he was cleansed, he heard the voice.
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Who can I send? Whom shall we send?
以赛亚现在听见神的话了。
Now Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord.
这个世界上面许多的基督徒听不见神向我们说话。
Many Christians in this world cannot hear God's word.
因为我们活在罪人当中。
Because we live among sinners.
我们自己不想犯罪，我们自己也被罪所搅扰，我们也跟着在这个里面得罪了神。
Although we don't want to sin, we're entangled by this.By sins all around us, and we sin against God.
除非我们在神面前，我们承认我们的罪，我们听不见神的话。
Unless we confess our sins, we cannot hear the voice of the Lord.
然后他听见神坐在宝座上面的神在那里说话，居然说：“我找不到人为我去。”
And he hear this mighty God sitting on his thrones, and he even said, you know, he couldn't find people to send.
不可思议的事情。
It's incredible.
神在那里寻找人。
That God is seeking people.
在宣教大会，你们常常都听到这一个读这个圣经的，谁肯为我去呢？
In many mission conferences, we hear this: Whom shall we send for us?
我们也常常听到一个大会的主题叫做我在这里请差遣我，我今天用的就是这个题目。
And we often heard themes from such missions, here am I, send me.
那下面的经文我们就没有读了。
We will not read the following passages.
神说我要你去所宣讲的对象是听也听不明白，看也看不清楚，而且已经命定要被掳掠要被灭亡的百姓。
And God is actually sending him to the people who, whose eyes are closed, whose ears are also closed, that they will be perishing in their own sins.
这个时候是主前739年，那个亚述王已经开始兴盛起来了。
That was 739 BC, when King Assyria has arisen.
然后736年他们就开始这个乌西亚死掉。
736 King Uzziah died.
然后732年就把亚述就把叙利亚就把亚兰灭掉。
732 Assyria conquered
by 亚述。
Aram.
然后722年，这个都是主前哈，就把北国以色列灭掉。
And shortly after the northern Israel kingdom was destroyed.
若不是神的怜悯，南国那个时候几乎也要被灭掉。
If it weren't for God's mercy, the southern Judah will also be destroyed.
所以因为以色列人已经完全悖逆，不听神的命令已经非常久了。
Because it's been a long time for the Israelites to be completely corrupted and disobeyed.
神已经要把他们让仇敌来掳掠，掳到外邦去。
God has forsaken and allowed the enemies to take them captive to foreign land.
让他们知道，不侍奉耶和华，侍奉外邦神，你得到了什么结果
？To see the difference between serving the Lord or serving foreign people.
但是神的救恩和慈爱仍然持守他的应许，70年之后要把他们带回来。
But God's salvation and love is still remains, and after 70 years, we'll bring them back.
所以第六章是一个分界点，以赛亚书第六章。
So, chapter 6 is a milestone.
前面讲到祸灾祸灾祸灾，许许多多的审判和一切的责备。
Before that, it talks about all the judgment and all the rebuke from the Lord.
所以因着他们的行为，他们要被掳掠走。
Because of their deeds, they will be taken captive.
然后从第七章之后到十二章讲到以马内利之章，神与人同在，主的救恩要来到。
From chapter 7 on, it talks about Emmanuel, where God is with us, salvation is coming.
所以以赛亚要去传福音的对象是一般悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
So the opponent that Isaiah was sent to preach was the rebellious, hard-hearted people.
他去传福音的对象是根本不听不理也不肯悔改的人。
Those people, they refuse to repent, they ignore and they don't want to listen.
有点像我们今天去传福音的感受是吗？
It kind of feel like how we preach today.
所以我们有的时候就觉得传福音没有用就不传了。
That's why a lot of times we don't see the fruit and we stop doing it.
但是神仍然要我们去。
But God still wants us to go.
因为神还有怜悯的余数，要留下一些余民。
Because there are still remainders that God has mercy on.
神还是要我们去。
God still wants us to go.
若是不然，主耶稣就不会上十字架。
If not, the Lord Jesus would not go on the cross.
若是不然，主耶稣就不会在十字架上面说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
If not, the Lord Jesus wouldn't say on the cross, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do."
他们被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
They were blinded by the Lord of the world.
因为悖逆之子心中有邪灵在那里捆绑他们，全世界握在恶者的手下。
Because the whole land lies below the evil one.
所以主耶稣复活升天以后，他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。
So after the resurrection, Jesus said, "All power above." Beneath has given to me.
所以我们可以带着复活得胜的权柄去叫人从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。
So we have the resurrected power to bring people from darkness to God, from Satan's reign to God's reign.
绝对不要以为你不能够传，或者你不够资格传。
Never think that you cannot spread the gospel or you're not qualified.
你只要在基督的里面，你只要传讲圣经的话，神会做事情。
If you, as long as you are in Christ and you preach from the Bible, God will do His work.
我们今天许多的教会基督徒们连得救没有都还不一定清楚。
Today, many Christians in churches don't even know whether they're saved.
今天很多的基督徒连来到神面前的信心、得救的确据都还没有。
They don't even have the assurance of salvation coming before God.
今天很多的教会的基督徒也不读经、也不祷告、也不亲近主，我们怎么样子能够去传福音呢？
Many Christians today, they don't read the Bible, they don't pray, and they don't have a devotion, no time. How can they spread the gospel?
神仍然是教会的元首。
God is still reigns.
神仍然带着他的仆人们穿越世代，把福音传承给我们今天，要不然我们不在这里。
He still takes his servants across the globe, preaching the gospel, or else we won't be here today.
所以我们本来就是一般蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners saved by grace.
他的恩典在我们人的软弱上显得完全。
His grace among us, was magnified among this, us sinners.
他借着我们让那些有智慧的、有才干的、有能力的羞愧。
He shamed those who are wise, who are strong, who are, well off in their own eyes.
他借着婴孩让那一些骄傲的、自夸的在神的面前反而蒙羞受辱。
Through the mouth of babes, he has ashamed all those that were arrogant and boastful.
所以其实当在伊甸园的时候，人离开神的时候，神就在那里呼喊说：“你在哪里？”
When man first fell to sin in the Garden of Eden, the first call from God is, "Where are you?"
因为他们违背了神的命令，神说：“你吃的日子必死。”
Because they disobeyed God, and even God said, "You will surely die the day you eat of the fruit."
那试探人的告诉他们不一定死，把神的话给改变了。
But the tempter said, "You may not surely die."
所以当他真的犯了神的命令的时候，他就害怕起来。以前从来不知道什么叫做害怕。
So first time when they disobey God's command, they have fear in their heart, and before they never had fear.
他听见神的这声音，他就藏起来了，因为他没有办法听神的话。
So they were hidden from the face of the Lord because they no longer can hear.
他以前从来不需要藏的。
They never have to hide.
以前是欢欢喜喜的。
Before they would happily, joyfully wait for God.
我们和神的关系不也是这样吗？
Isn't that the same with our relationship with God?
我们在神爱中的时候，我们巴不得朝见主的面。
When we're living in God's love, we long to see His face.
当我们亏欠主的时候，我们就逃避神。
As we fall from him, we run from him.
神在那里说，你在哪里？
God says there, where are you?
神在那里呼召一些人，能够在神面前回答说，我在这里。
God is looking for those people who would respond saying, Lord, I'm here.
这些人都是像以赛亚一样要经过洁净。
These people would be like Isaiah, they need to be cleansed.
都愿意把自己献给主。
They are willing to offer themselves to the Lord.
以赛亚没有问主说你要我做什么。
Isaiah did not ask the Lord, what would you like me to do?
神说谁肯为我们去的，我们可以差遣谁呢？以赛亚问都没有问就说我在这里，请差遣我。
As he responded, he never had a question. He just said, "Here I am, send me."
然后神才告诉他你要去做什么。
Then the Lord said to him what he needs to do.
你今天要先问神说，神你要我做什么？等我点头了才可以差派我。
Today we often ask, what would you like me to do? You know, when I agree, then I would go.
我碰到很多要去宣教的人，都在那个地方说神要怎么样，神要怎么样，因为他有这个条件，有那个条件，在神的面前先摆下了。如果神不能够满足我的条件，那门都没有。
Many people who wants to devote to mission, they first have many prerequisites for God before they are willing to go.
我想神有丰富的怜悯会等候我们，但是神其实这不是神所喜欢的。
God has abundant mercy for us and wait for us, but this does not please His heart.
神要的是完全信靠他，主啊，你说什么我就做什么。
What God wants is full devotion. I'll do whatever you ask me to do.
我只负责我在这里。
My responsibility is I'm here.
因为我能够在这边是神的怜悯、赦免和恩典。
Because it is all by God's grace and forgiveness for that I'm here.
请差遣我是因为我信任你，我知道你是谁，因为我看见你的荣耀，我知道你要做的必定成就，所以我说主啊，请差遣我。
And I can be sent because I know your glory. I know I trust you full heartedly. So I've seen your glory. So I will go.
很多被神使用就完成莫大的救恩或工作的很多神的仆人们，他们并没有信心去完成他们的工作，而是靠着神去做成的，是不是？
Many these spiritual giants who did missionary work from God, they didn't have the power to do it. It was through God.
神呼召摩西的时候，摩西否认掉、拒绝掉五次之久，让神生气了，他才去的。
Moses refused five times when God sent him to Egypt.
又说没有口才，又说没有才干，又说这样，又说到最后说不论如何我不去就是了。
He said, I'm not a man of, good speech. You know, I have no talent. I don't want to go.
然后他到了埃及，神借着他行了十大神迹，让全埃及从法老到奴仆全部倒在神的面前，不得不敬畏神，让他们出来。
Through 10 plagues, God let the Egyptians release the Israelites to come out of Egypt.
即使摩西在法老宫中不小心做了法老王，他也没有办法把以色列人带出来。
Even if Moses become Pharaoh in Egypt, he would not have the power to bring the Israelites out.
神的做法常常不是我们能够明白的，但是我们要信心信靠他。
God's way is often not understandable to us, but we trust him.
今天主耶稣已经完成了救恩。
But Jesus has already accomplished salvation.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have
everlasting life. 福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
To all those who believe.
人家不会相信你，更不会相信我。
They don't believe you, they don't believe me.
只有耶稣基督是他们要信的。
But only Jesus Christ is whom they
believe. 所以我们一者介绍耶稣基督，或者讲耶稣基督在我们身上做成了什么样子的工作，恩典。
So we introduce Jesus, we express what work he has done in our lives.
今天神一直在呼召我们去寻找拯救那些迷失的羊群。
Today, God has continually calling us to seek and find those who are lost.
在我们是不能的。
To us, it's impossible.
在神凡事都能。
In God, all things are possible.
有一个监狱在这个St. Louis. Louisiana, 对不起。
In Louisiana, there's a prison.
Baton Rouge. 它有18,000 acres, 比 Manhattan 还要大。
The area is greater than Manhattan.
监狱里面5,300个犯人都是重犯。
There are 5,300 prisoners.
85% 都是终身的监，就是
85% face life sentence.
根本不可能逃掉的。
They cannot run away.
因为他们有一种狗啊，是那个狼和狗啊，这个交配出来的，特别鼻子敏感，会追踪的。
There's a mixed breed of dog between dog and wolf that can track everyone down.
这个监狱是一个全美国最血腥的、凶杀最多的一个监狱。
This is one of the most bloodiest prison in America.
你们有没有人去监狱探访过别人过？
Have you ever been to a prison to see someone?
我去过。
I've been there.
比那个最严谨的那个坐飞机的那个安检还要严格。
It's worse than the maximum, security, when you pass through the gate.
全身连一张 T-shirt, 一块钱的钱币都藏不住的，都这样子才能进去。
You can't hide a single dollar bill or a tissue paper.
怕带给犯人。
So that nothing can be brought.
但是这个监狱进去的犯人每人先发一把刀子。
So, but,
nothing wrong, just translate. Yeah.
But every prisoner that goes in, they give them first a knife.
He stare at me and say, I said wrong. No. 先给你一把刀子。
They give you a knife.
免得你一进去还搞不清楚就被杀了。
So that you without knowing anything, you're already murdered.
所以你要保护自己。
So you need to protect yourself.
最起码你有一把刀子。
At least you have a knife.
那你就知道这种监狱已经到了什么地步。
So you know what kind of prison this is.
像我们中国人像我这么大块头进去也变得很瘦小。
So So even if a heavy guy like me would be considered a small guy.
所以这个监狱是可怕的不得了。你进去了以后呢，就几乎就是为着生存，为着不会受伤，在这个地方紧张的不得了。
So when you're in this prison, you just live your life trying to survive.
他们说墙上地上都是血。
There are blood on the wall, on the floor.
啊，然后讲话粗的不得了，因为这些人都是等死的，或者是更严重的人，或者是全世界大概全美国大概最严重的、最可怕的 criminal 关在这个地方。
Since they put the most severe criminals in this place, it is full of foul languages.
有一次换了一个新的监狱长。
There's a new prison warden.
这是一个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
这是一个所谓的代职侍奉的基督徒，不是全时间的传道人。
He's not a full-time minister, but he is a tent maker.
当你做得很好的时候呢，神也许给你开一个门的机会，就像尼希米，就像约瑟一样，可以去做很多别人做不到的事情。
Like Nehemiah or Joseph, God would open door to you in your devotion.
所以我说基督徒没有资格在这个地方做半吊子的，在公司里面不上不下，在学校的里面读书也是不上不下，考试也是不好不坏，做什么事情也是这个比上不足比下有余，不能这样子，都要做最好的。
That's why I tell all the young people there's no mediocrity in whatever you do, whatever you study, whatever test you take. You need to be the best.
你焉知有一天神不是用你的专业在你的位置上来荣耀神，来做一些别人做不到的事吗？阿们。
Don't you know that one day you may use your talent to serve God?
那这个真因为做得非常优秀，说做了这个监狱长，因为这个监狱长你进去的话，不小心你还会被杀掉呢。
Because he did such a great job, he was, you know, promoted to as a prison warden. But if he doesn't do it carefully, he might be killed himself.
所以他用他的榜样，用他的智慧，靠神的恩典，他就把这一些所有的员警、所有的职员全部开始培训。
So through his own model, he organized all the prison guards and trained them.
让他们有使命感，让他们有责任心，让他们有爱心，来帮助这些犯人。
They give him the vision, the mission to help these prisoners.
他开始在这个监狱里面请一些牧师或者一些传道人进来，带犯人唱诗歌，讲圣经给他们听，给他们劝悔改的道，帮助他们有希望。
He invited pastors and preachers to teach them hymns, to preach to them so that they would know the truth of repentance.
然后这个监狱后来变成墙上不再是血，而且很多墙上现在挂了圣诗，然后很多的囚犯的那些地方都有这个Amazing Grace 这种诗歌在那里唱起来，而且很多的犯人他们都开始看圣经，房间都有圣经在那里。
So instead of blood on the walls and floors, there are Bible verses posted on the walls. And now instead of curse words, you hear Amazing Grace sing, and many prisoners read God's word.
这个人在神的面前，他是一个监狱长，是一个 professional. 他说：“神啊，我在这里，请使用我。”
This prison warden. He's a professional. He said, "Here I am. Send me."
他把全美国最可怕、最血腥的一个监狱变成一个最安全、最好的监狱。
He turned around one of the bloodiest prison into one of the best prison.
好不好
？Isn't that good?
因为这一个都是在美国发生的，都可以查得出来的事实。
This is fact that you can check up.
所以无论你代职或者是你全时间服侍主，神，只要你说主我在这里，请使用我，主就使用你。
Whether you're a full-time minister or a tent maker, if you have a desire saying I'm here, send me, God can use you.
我现在年纪大了，脑子不太好，如果讲过的话，你们就多多包涵。
Now I'm old, advanced in age.If I repeated myself, please forgive me.
如果你也忘了就更好。
If you forget it, it's even better.
这是我的一个好朋友。
This is a good friend of mine.
他66岁退休。
He retired at 66.
他本来是一个船长。
He was a ship captain.
然后退休之后呢，开了七间中国餐馆。
After he retired, he had seven Chinese restaurants.
然后他把七间中国餐馆都卖了，然后66岁呢跑到中亚洲去做宣教。
So at age 66, he sold all his restaurants and went to Middle Asia for mission.
他可能也在纽约中宣会做过长老。
He might have been an elder in one of the
但是他最起码是 New Jersey 北边的那个主恩堂的长老。
He was a
CCC in
Jersey. CCC in New Jersey.
Yeah. 那他去那边服侍主。
He He went there to serve the Lord.
他没有受过神学训练。
He was not well versed in theology.
他用神给他的才干和心愿，在那个地方建立基督教学校。
Through his talent and his wisdom, he built up a Christian school.
他回答教育部长，教育部长问他话说：“我们是回教国家，你怎么来建基督教学校？”
He answered the educational minister who asked him.You know, we're a Muslim country. Why are you building a Christian school?
他因为我爱你们。
He said, because I love you.
我要把最好的给你们。
I want to give you the best.
我用基督的爱把最好的给你们。
Use Christ's love, I give you the best.
所以我只有一件和你们不一样，我教圣经，因为圣经能够让你的孩子能够完全。
So only one thing is different. I teach Bible because Bible can make your children perfect.
这就是他的第一个学校。
This is his first school.
早晨七点半晨更。
Their devotional time is 7:30 in the morning.
请问你们今天在美国公立学校可不可以早晨晨更呢？
Let me ask you, can any public school have devotional time in the morning?
但是回教国家可以。
But in Muslim country, yes.
因为他得到 permission, 因为那个教育部长说，你这么诚实，我给你第一张证书。
He received the permission from the minister because of his honesty. He received the first permission there.
他现在这样的学校有五间。
He has five of such schools.
两间孤儿院。
Two orphanages.
一间残障儿童学校。
One school for the handicapped.
然后一间大学。
And one college.
现在已经做这个 wheelchair 的，他已经变成 handicapped.
Now he himself became a handicapped.
他还在那边。
He is still there.
这么一个身体不好的人。
Such a person without good health.
大概八十六七岁吧。
About 86, 87 years of age.
你们这边超过八十七岁的举个手看看。
Anyone that's over 87, please.
当然你了。所以只有他我叫什么伯母啊郭伯母哈，这个很熟的，对不起啊，只有郭伯母有资格哈，别的人呢都还太年轻了啊，你们太年轻了。
So only she is qualified.
人家现在还在那个鸟不生蛋的地方服侍主呢。
This gentleman is still in such a distant place.
我去那边的时候都要半夜三点钟飞机降落的。
I have to land my plane at 3 a.m.
因为是一个 no whale, 所以没有飞机要飞那边的，都是路过那边的时候把你丢下来，然后再飞别的地方，到那边天才亮，所以你中间呢就是半夜到嘛。
Because it's a place of nowhere, so, you know, planes would pass by and drop you off like 3 a.m.
那边我大概都去过十次。
I went there about 10 times.
我去的一些地方你们都不敢相信。
Some of the places you wouldn't imagine.
很多地方又危险又辛苦，然后又会迷路，然后又很孤单，然后又会生病。
It's dangerous. It's toilsome. You know, you get sick easily.
我现在已经不太讲，因为我再怎么讲，别人也不相信。
I no longer talk about it because people don't even believe it.
人家说谁像你长得这么好，白白嫩嫩胖胖的。
They say why? Because you look very wholesome.
对啊，谁像你这么样子细皮嫩肉的？有的人还逗我呢。
You know, they can't imagine I went to those places.
啊，但是在神不能再生凡，在人不能再生凡事都能。阿门。
Is it true that to man it's impossible? To God all things are possible.
我从小晕车，怎么训练还是晕车，到现在还是晕车，但是我到处跑。
I've always had car sick in my life through childhood, even today, but I still go around.
我坐飞机不能睡觉，飞到中国能够睡五十分钟就算是最好的了。
If I fly to China, I can't even sleep. On the plane.
哪怕我服侍得很辛苦累得要死了坐在飞机上现在可以好好睡一觉了然后飞机咣咚一声我以为到了一看眼睛还没起飞呢
So if I fall asleep you know, as the plane shook I would say oh maybe we got to the place and we haven't even taken off
那我就再也睡不着了
And I can no longer
累得半死的时候一睡的话就是我大概只要一迷糊一下三分钟人就醒来了然后再也几个钟头睡不着，我就是这种人。
I'm the type of person that would doze off for 3 minutes, and then when I wake up, I can no longer sleep.
人家问我有没有时差。
They ask us, do I have jet lag?
我说是哪一边的。
He said, what jet lag?
因为我刚刚从中国回来不久，我现在又从德国回来了。你问我哪一边的。
So I don't know where you're talking about. I just came back from China, and I just came back from.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到处都有罪人在那里，同意吧？
Do you agree that sinners are everywhere?
只要有罪人， 具有福音的需要在哪里。
As long as there are sinners, there are need for gospel.
哪里有神的儿女，哪里又有需要在哪里。
Where there are God's children, then there are needs.
其实教会的弟兄姐妹们也很辛苦，也很不能说可怜了，就是也很软弱需要。
We know church brothers and sisters, they also are weak and they have needs.
因为我们都有心愿，但是我们却好像心里愿意，肉体却软弱了，就是刚强不起来。
The heart is willing, but the flesh is weak.
需要喂养，需要鼓励，对不对？需要帮助。
We need to be fed, needs to be encouraged and helped.
需要教导。
Need to be taught.
所以保罗不但传福音，也在那里建造教会，也在那里帮助教会。
So Paul not only spread the gospel, he also built up church and helped the church.
因为他讲的都是神的话。
Because he preached God's word.
所有的基督徒信主的第一天，保罗祷告两件事情。
For the just born Christians, there are two things Paul prayed for.
第一个，主啊，你是谁？要认识主， oh. 我们一定要自己认识主。
Okay, as Paul first met the Lord, he first said, "Whom are you, Lord?" We need to know the Lord.
我们不能只是听来的，只是看书来的，我们一定要自己祷告。
It cannot just come. Knowledge of the Lord cannot be read or heard. That we have to receive through prayer.
然后他真的认识神之后，他说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
And when he really knows God, he says, "Lord, what would you like me to do?"
我们今天没有问第二个问题，就是因为第一个问题还不清楚。
We can't ask the second question because we're not clear about the first question.
所以保罗以认识基督耶稣为至宝，越认识他，越知道神的荣耀；越认识他，越知道我要为他而活。
So Paul treats the knowledge of the Lord to Paul is the most precious. The more we know the Lord, the more we have know the need.
刚才我们读的哥林多后书第五章二十一节，那边讲神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义，这就是福音。
We just read that God allowed the sinless to become sin so that we can become Lord's righteousness.
所以保罗认识了，他现在知道没有主他就没有生活，他没有主他就没有意义了，所以他说，主你要我做什么。
Now Paul recognized that without the Lord there's no meaning, there's no living, so he asked, what would you like me to do, Lord?
我相信如果主要他说你回到法利赛人中间去向法利赛人传福音，他也会说他也会去的，那逼迫可能更大。
Even if the Lord sent him to preach among the Pharisees, he would do that even with more severe persecution.
他在外邦中传福音还可以传了三十多年，他如果再回到耶路撒冷在法利赛人中间传福音，可能三年都活不了，就被钉十字架了。
Among the Gentiles he preached for about 30 plus years, but if heGoes among the Pharisees, he might be crucified within a very short period of time.
神向他说说，就是说我要差你到这些外邦人那里去。
But the Lord said, "I will send you to the Gentiles."
叫他们眼睛开开来看见。
So their eyes may be opened.
让他们知道他们以前不知道的。
So that they may know things they haven't known.
当他们悔改以后。
When they repent.
他们就从撒旦权下归向神，从黑暗中归向光明。
They will return from the reign of the Satan to the Lord, from the darkness to light.
保罗去就是让他们知道。
Paul went there so that they may know.
让他们信他罪得赦免，然后同得基业。
So that they may believe him and their sins to be forgiven and receive the heaven inheritance.
所以保罗其实三天以后受了洗起来就做见证传福音了。
So after Paul rise up, 3 days later he was baptized and start preaching.
我们中间有没有做基督徒还没有三天的，有没有？
Do we have new Christians, you know, less than 3 days?
所以你们都比保罗有资格去传福音了。
So you all are more qualified than Paul to preach.
我倒希望真的有人今天听了愿意接受耶稣，那你比保罗还信主前一点。
I desire for people who just believe today and then.
其实神在保罗不认识神的时候已经预备了他。
Before Paul knew God, God is already preparing him.
然后他信了主之后，神又继续的在装备他。
As he believed, God equipped him further.
然后时候到的时候，神就差派他。
When the time is ripened, God sent him.
这也是我们服侍主的三部曲啊。
This is the three accords of our believing.
很多我们以前没有不认识神。
In the past, we don't know God.
那个时候神已经开始预备我们，只是我们不知道。
God is already preparing us without our knowing it.
你们今天这些 ABC ARC 哈。
All the ABC and ARC is among us.
You know what is ARC?
Do you know ARC?
American raised Chinese.
在美国成长的中国人。
又会中文又会英文。
You speak both Mandarin and English.
这是最好的。
These are the best.
Yeah, 我以前在用那个 mission intern 的时候都是找这个所谓的 1.5。
So I use these 1.5 as I was doing mission intern.
因为他的英文是 native English.
Because they speak native English themselves.
所以他在美国这个 culture 里面他可以适应。
So they can adjust to the American culture.
所以他又会看中文。
But they also read Chinese.
会写中文更好，最起码会看中文就会拼音打字嘛。
It would be best if they can write Chinese, but if they can read, they can use 拼音。
这种人呢，比那个刀还要好，因为它是两刃的。
These are better than one-edged sword because they are two-edged sword.
所以我最喜欢用 1.5。
I love to use the 1.5.
Okay, 你们1.5的加油。
Yeah, go for the 1.5.
但是 ABC 也很好啊。
But it's also good to be an ABC.
但是 ABC 要好好读中文，最起码要会拼音打字。
ABC,
哪怕你打出来看不懂也没关系。
At least learn how to do 拼音 typing Chinese.
啊，就是为了侍奉服侍主嘛。
So that you prepare yourself to serve the Lord.
对不对？因为我叫我写英文文章，那简直是辛苦的不得了不得了。
It's very difficult for me to write in English.
我比较严肃的文章哈，我写完以后都给我两个儿子看。
All the more serious articles after I finish it, I let my two sons.
我常常收到一个最残酷的一个回应，就是无法改起。
The cruelest comment from them is there's no, I don't know where to start.
他说你这个 format 和你这个 train 已经都已经定了，我们很难给你改过来，你的痛，因为你又那么长。
Since it's already set in format and your train of thoughts, we don't know where to correct it.
如果我这两个儿子在我旁边是我的 secretary 的话，我就可以和他沟通，以后他替我写出来，那就很好了。
If they're, you know, close by as my secretary, I can, you know, talk to them to build up the whole article.
有这个英文的语言，有这个中国的文化，又有圣经的这个理解，哇，那种文章写出来，那不是非常宝贝吗？嗯。
With English language skill and Chinese culture and the Bible knowledge, isn't that precious?
其实我们一得救的时候，若是我们好好成长，恩赐就会显明。
Once we're saved, if we grow steadily, then your talent will show up.
若是我们好好聚会被成全的话，或者来我们在侍奉的里面来经历的话，我们恩赐会成熟。
We will be fulfilled if we meet, if we discipline ourselves.
我们也会知道我们的职事是什么，神要我们做什么。
And God would let us know what our ministry is.
我们一定会在神的家中尽上功用，显出功用来。
We will show our duty in church.
越早知道越好，就不会浪费生命。
The earlier you know it, the better that you will not waste your life.
今天我也很高兴年轻人在这里。
I'm very happy to see young people here.
把握你的机会，好好的读圣经，好好的成长。
Hold on to the opportunity to read the Bible to grow.
不要看别人。
Don't look at others.
真的，大人可能有一天还需要你帮助呢。
It's real that the adults will need your help someday.
神使用年轻的大卫，对不对？神使用很多年轻人。
God used young David. God used young people.
我初中二年级就做了儿童主日学的老师，你相不相信 ？Eighth grader.
Sunday school teacher when I was in eighth grade.
我在那个大学 freshman 的时候，就所谓作为这个儿童主日学的校长。
As a college freshman, I became a Sunday school principal.
只要你说主，我在这里。
If you say, Lord, I'm here.
无论多老，无论多年轻，神都可以用。
Whether young or old, God can use.
这句话我不能，但是神能。这句话是这个 Robert Morrison 1795年来中国的时候，不是1807年来中国的时候说的。
Robert Morrison when he first came to China, he said, "We cannot, but he can."
他才25岁。
He was 25 years old.
也是一个 young adult.
He was a young adult.
或者还是在 graduate students.
Or he's
的年龄了。
Okay, his age is like,
这是他在澳门的坟墓。
This is his, tombstone.
前面是他的妻子，在前面是他的老大，都死在中国。
Around him are his wife and his son. They all died in China.
因为中国那个时候根本不让福音进来。
Because at that time, China refused to allow gospel.
任何中国人教老外学中文，这个中国人要被清朝砍头的。
Any Chinese that teaches foreigners English would have their head cut off.
Chinese. 啊，所以那个时候，他仍然把福音传到了中国。
But even in that circumstance, he still spread the gospel to China.
很巧，戴德森来中国也是25岁。
It's coincidental that Hudson Taylor came to China when he was 25.
年轻人的火比较单纯。
The youthful fire is pure.
没有那么多担心和牵挂。
There aren't so many distractions.
我们年纪大的人呢，常常牵肠挂肚的，很多事情担在身上走不动。
As older adults, we have many burdens and distractions that hampers us to move.
所以我最喜欢鼓励年轻人去参加短宣、访宣、短宣，到最后变成长宣。
So I often encourage young people to join short-term mission and even may lead to long-term.
然后他们就真正能够一辈子被神来使用。
Then they can be used by God their entire life.
这是富能人 James, James Fraser.
This is the tombstone of James Fraser.
他到利士主来传福音的时候，十年才带一个人信主。
He spent 10 years in the Lethu minority group and only led one person to Christ.
现在有70多万人里面呢，有超过42%的人是基督徒。
So now about 700,000 Lethu group, there are 70% of them are Christians.
42 now. Oh.以前的时候超过 90% 是基督徒，今天在中国他是基督徒比例最大的少数民族。
At one time it was over 90% Christian. It's still one of the greatest percentage minority group of Christians.
他的坟墓在云南的宝山。
His cemetery is in 宝山 mountain in 云南。
这些都是汉族说，主我在这里，请差遣我。
These are folks who said, I'm here, send me.
他帮助我们多少中国人的和中国的家庭信了耶稣，我们都在我们中间，可能很多人都是因为这些人，我们的老前辈们受信了主。
It's through these people that our ancestors were ever able to know Christ.
神的心意要将福音传遍天下。
God's will is to spread the gospel to all creation.
让我们因着亚伯拉罕的应许，我们能够因信称义，一同得福。
Through the promise of Abraham that all people will be blessed through his faith in God.
看过这张照片的举手。没有看过的举手。
Who haven't seen this picture?
OK, 那我就讲一下。如果你现在才想起来的话 ,too late. 这张照片是在哈萨克斯坦的 Almaty。
This was taken in at a market of Hasakaskanton.
大概四年前我和他照的相。
Four years ago, I took a picture with this person.
在五年前。
Five years ago.
他被当年苏俄留下来的在这个国家的 KGB 呢逮住了以后呢就递解出境。
He was expelled by the KGB, remained in this country.
然后48小时之内他的妻子儿子女儿都被赶出去。
Within 48 hours, his wife and children were cast out.
因为他是23年前到这个国家去传福音的宣教士。
Because he went to this nation, to preach 23 years ago.
这个国家当时只有10个基督徒。
At that time, there are 10 Christians in this country.
他在神的面前说，神啊，我在这里，请差遣我去。
Before the Lord, he said, "Here I am, send me."
所以他们夫妻两个人就飞到这个 Almaty， 从这里开始传福音。
So his wife and him flew to Almaty and start spreading the gospel.
他们不会讲哈萨克斯坦的话，也不会讲俄语。
They don't speak that language and they don't speak Russian.
他们就找到人家替他翻译。
They ask people to translate for them.
所以他们就在街上去找这一些流浪汉。
So they reach out to the homeless on the street.
这个国家你们如果去过的话，满街都是醉鬼。
If you go to this country, you'll see the street are full of drunkards.
然后很多的孤儿在街上没有地方住的。
Many orphans sleeping on the street.
尤其在二十多年前的时候，那是更不得了的落后。
Especially 20 years ago.
他们有一句话，他们说 "Curses love vodka." 听得懂吗？ 哈萨克斯坦的人喜欢伏特加。
是不是 Vodka 是不是叫伏特加
？Vodka。Anyway。
Vodka。
Vodka。Cassis love Vodka。所以他们喝不起的时候呢，就拿酒精里面随便加一点别的东西呢，就这样喝，所以死掉很多人。
So when they can't afford it, they just take alcohol and add different things, and they get poisoned.
好像有些人还拿汽油还是什么东西，那个国家产油嘛，后来就发了，那个时候还没有。
So since it's an oil producing nation, some of them may.
这个国家穷得不得了，倒是到处是赌场，家破人亡。
It's a super poor country, but it's full of casinos.
他们就把一个家庭一个家庭的去帮助，从街上带回来 shelter， 然后帮助他们找工作，然后叫他们戒酒戒毒。
They bring them and bring them back to a shelter, help them to overcome addiction to alcohol and drugs.
带着年轻人唱诗歌、弹吉他，让他们学习音乐，然后带他们聚在一起，让他们过正常生活。
He takes the young people to play guitar, to sing hymns, to live a regular life.
然后他开始礼拜天聚会，他讲道，有人替他翻译，这样请大家来。
So Sunday he started to preach and people translate for him and some.
三年之后，他自己用俄语传道给他们听。
After 3 years, he started to preach in Russian.
在几年前，他的教会已经可以有坐5000人的位置。
A few years ago, his church has seat for 5,000 people.
上午，这是我参加的上午哈。大概有3000多人的大人成人在这里，下午有大概2000人左右的孩子年轻人在这里聚会。
So in the,
我都参加过。
In the morning service, there are about 3,000 adults. In the afternoon service, there are about 2,000 young people.
所以引起这些政治家们的一些反弹和一些的不愉快，就把他缔结出境赶出去了。
So the politicians, they were unhappy about it, so they expelled him.
那当他被赶走之后，
When he was expelled,
整个的基督徒全部起来向政府抱怨。
The whole Christian community start complaining to the government.
打电话、写信、
calling, writing,
去拜访、去示威、
visiting and having a strike.
没有他们，我们早就死在路边，我们早就家破人亡。你们政府什么都没有做，现在他们把我们带回来变成最有用的人，你们把他赶走，你们政府在搞什么？
Without them, we are broken. We're dying, and the government did nothing. They did everything for us. Why you expel them?
像滚雪球一样，这个社会里面许多人也知道他所做的事情。非基督徒也在那里向政府说你们在做什么事情。
It snowballed, so even the non-Christians came to their support.
后来他们做一件什么事情？政府到电视上向大家公开道歉，把他们请回来。
So even to a point where the government on publicly made apologies on the TV and brought them back.
我去的时候他正好刚刚回来不久。
When I visited him, he was just, brought back.
他被赶走之前我们已经都是一些宣教会里面的同工和讲员，所以我们都是很熟的，是我的 partner.
He is a partner of me in many missionary conferences.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
保罗宣教里面讲了几件事情，我今天大概没时间讲，你们很快的看一下就好。第一个是三个 T。
There are three T's in Paul's mission.
第一个是 teach 的教导圣经，第二个是改变生命，第三个是团队侍奉。
The first is to teach the Bible, the second is to transfer lives, and third is a teamwork.
第一个我们都知道，但是第二个我越来越严重，因为今天的社会把基督徒都已经腐化掉了。
We know the first one well, but the second one is serious because the current modern life has corrupted many of us.
很多基督徒听到不行道，很多基督徒做的事情比社会都不如。
They listen, but they don't do. They are even worse than the non-believers.
因为生命生活不改变。
Because their lives have not been transformed.
我们做事的方法仍然比世界上面可能还要诡诈。
We may be more deceitful than the worldly people.
让世人不愿意到教会来。
So that the Non-believers,
因为不肯接受十字架，不肯让圣灵制作我们，我们不肯顺服，我们体贴肉体。
We refuse to carry the cross. We refuse to die and put the flesh to death.
第三个，我们要真正彼此相爱，我们才能够团队侍奉。
Thirdly, we really need to deeply love one another in team.
第三个，第二个是三个 M， 就是刚才哥林多后书第五章的话。
The three M is the Second Corinthians chapter 5's word.
神把和好的道理教给我们。
God gave us good message.
神让我们去传讲和好的道理。
to teach the message of peace.
啊，我们是基督的使者。
We are ministers of Christ.
我们也要把这个东西，我们要宣教，要出去，要传福音，要走到对接，走到同事，走到亲友中间去。
We need mission to send it across street to our relatives, to our coworkers.
然后三个 C。
And then there are three C's.
我们要听见神的呼召，谁肯为我们去呢？我可以差遣谁呢？
We need to hear God's voice calling, you know, who will go for us, whom shall we send?
我们要体会神的爱，神爱这一些不肯听不肯悔改把他钉十字架的人，把主耶稣钉十字架的人。
We need to have a heart for God's compassion, those who even put Jesus to the cross.
我们要勇敢，相信主差我们去，我们就有勇气往前走。
We need to have the courage that when the Lord send us, that we have the courage to go forth.
所以保罗靠着圣灵的能力到处传着福音。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul preached God's
word. 而且他立志到没有听过福音的地方去传。
He set his mind to preach God where his name has not been brought up.
一直到没有可传的地方。
Until there are no place to go.
他从大马色开始一直到寻道，神一步一步带领他。
From Damascus till he was martyred, he kept preaching.
这些我都没时间讲了哈。
Don't have time to talk about it.
保罗到哪里建立团队？
Everywhere he goes, he set up teamwork.
保罗也到哪里去都有策略的，他建立教会的，他也在那边带起同工的。
He has strategy, he set up co-workers, he built up teams.
所以无论 William Carey, 无论 Livingston 都去了宣教，马里逊、戴德森、傅能仁都来了中国，死在中国，还有许多被杀在中国。
Many of these missions, they came to China, they even died here in China.
然后200年前的中国宣教比今天向回教徒传福音还困难。
200 years ago, to preach gospel to Chinese is harder than, you know, for today to preach to Muslims.
但是他们相信我们不能，但是神能。
But they believe that we can't, but God can.
我们今天也是要这样。
That's how we need to do it.
不是我们能不能，是主耶稣得到天上地下的权柄。
Not if we can or we cannot, but Jesus has received all authority.
我们坐在这个地方，一年一年的过去。
We sit here year by year.
改变不大。
There are not much changes to us.
如果神呼召我们。
If God calls us,
我说我在这里，请差遣我。
And I responded, I am here, please send me.
也许我们仍然坐在这里，但是每一个月、每一天甚至都不一样。
Maybe we're still sitting here, but every day, every month, we're different from the past.
如果我们肯出去的话，那个地方会变得非常不一样，因为把神的祝福带去。
If we are willing to go, that the other place will be very different because we bring God's blessing there.
中国教会的宣教士在哪里？
Where are the Chinese missionaries?
200多年来，那么多的外国宣教士来到中国，死在中国。
There over 200 years, there are so many foreign missionaries who came to China and died in China.
我们仍然是坐在这里，不肯出去，到什么时候呢？
How long are we going to sit here and stay idle?
有许多佛教、印度教、回教的国家都需要救恩。
Many Buddhist, Hinduists, they need salvation.
保罗说。我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And Paul said, I have not been disobedient to the vision from heaven.
他一直在奔跑。
He has continually run the race.
他不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
He does not count his life as worthy.
他只要做完主的事情，他说你要我做什么，他就是为着这个而活的。
He only lives to accomplish what God's will is on him.
到他要寻道以前，他说：“美好的仗打过了，当跑的路跑尽了，所信的道守住了。”
As he was about to be killed, he said, "I fought the good fight, I run the good race, and I have kept the faith."
今天神也在找我们。
Today the Lord is seeking us.
仍然叫我们传福音给万民听。
He still asks us to preach the good news to all nations.
他们。掩耳不听，我们仍然要传。
Even if they cover their eyes, we are still telling them.
下面是几个例子，完了就结束了。
I have a few more examples, and then we conclude.
亚伯拉罕说：“我在这里。”
Abraham said, "I am here."
神就赐大福给他，子孙多起来，是他大国，然后成为信心之父，地上的万国因他得福。
He became the father of faith. He was greatly blessed with wealth and And he became a blessing to all nations.
摩西说我在这里。
Moses said, I am here.
神使用他在埃及法老面前降下十大灾害，带领雅各十二支派200万人去迦南美地。
He said, I'm here and God sent him to take his people out of Egypt to send the 10 plagues and then to bring them into the land of the promised land.
撒母耳说我在这里。神在他还是童子的时候就向他说话。然后400年4世纪最混乱堕落的，因着撒母耳的出现，20年间以色列全家归向耶和华。
Samuel, when he was still a young boy, God spoke to him and he said, "I am here." So God used him through in 20 years, the whole Israelite turned from an idolatrous nation to, and they were all leaning toward God.
成为一个扭转时代的人。
Became a person that turned the age.
我们知道他的背后是因为有一个敬虔的母亲。然后带进祝福给这个时代。
And we know behind Samuel is a very godly mother that brought in the blessing.
大卫是在老年的时候犯罪的时候认罪的时候说我在这里情愿落在耶和华的手中，神就止住了，正要伸手毁灭降瘟疫在耶路撒冷的使者，然后大卫最后被称为合神心意的人。
David, when he was well advanced in age, after he committed sin,it was him who said, the Lord, I am in your hand. Do what you see best for me. And that's when God stopped the plague and blessed him and then later on called him.
我们中间如果有一些做很久做基督徒的在神面前觉得亏欠失败过的话，我们还仍然可以在神面前说我在这里，神仍然会使用我们成为合他心意的人。
If you have been a long time Christian, you've been, haven't been doing what you're supposed to do, you can still confess and return to God.
今天的经文以赛亚说我在这里请差遣我，所以他去宣讲，讲出了好像是旧约的罗马书，宣讲弥赛亚的救恩。
And for Isaiah, he said, I'm here, please send me. And he spoke in his prophecy, just like the book of Romans, about the salvation that's coming.
保罗说你要我做什么，意思就是说我在这里差遣我。
Paul said, "What would you like me to do?" What he meant was, "I'm here, send me."
神要他对着君王百姓做耶稣基督复活的见证，使人从黑暗中归向光明，杀人全家归向神。
God sent him to before the kings and the people to be a witness to turn people from the dark reign of darkness to God's reign.
神从伊甸园开始呼召你在哪里，一直到以赛亚的时候。谁肯为我们去呢？今天仍然说你在哪里。
From the Garden of Eden, God said, "Where are you?" Till the time when God asked Isaiah, "Who would go with us?" And today He's still calling.
今天对我们的呼喊的目的是因为你们要去。
He's calling because He asked us to go.
谁愿意去
？Who's willing to?
你预备好了吗
？Are you ready?
你在神的面前吗？
Are you before God?
你的心在神面前吗
？Is your heart before God?
我的心在神面前吗
？Is my heart before God?
让我们回应说
，Let us respond.
我在这里。
I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在这里。
Lord, we are here.
求你用坛上的火焰来洁净我们。
May you cleanse our lips with the live coal on the altar.
愿主耶稣基督的宝血，祭坛的火焰来洁净我们。
May the precious blood of Jesus Christ and the live coal cleanse us.
主要不在于我们是谁。
It does not matter who we are.
在于你洁净了我们。
It matters that you have cleansed us.
在于是你要差遣我们。
It matters that you are sending us.
做你要做的事。
To do your will.
所以你会与我们同在，去完成你要我们做的工。
So you will be us to accomplish what you want us to do.
愿你在我们中间拣选你的人。
May you pick chose people.
愿你感动我们，让我们有人愿意。
May you move our hearts to be willing.
能够把自己献给你。
To offer ourselves to you.
我在这里。
I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.